but he is very happy and contented. If he has a herd of reindeer, he thinks he is a rich man. He has very little to eat besides its flesh and its milk. When winter comes, and the wildfowl have flown away, and the sea is frozen too hard to let him catch fish, he goes to his herd of reindeer and kills one of them. Its flesh is as good to him as beef or mutton is to us. Every morning and every night, the reindeer are fetched up to be milked. The milk they give is thicker and nicer than that of the cow. The Lapp wife makes cheese of it, but she does not use butter. The Laplanders ride in sledges drawn by reindeer instead of horses. The deer is fastened to the sledge by a strap, and his master ties a cord around its horns by way of a bridle. When the reindeer dies or is killed, his warm skin makes a coat or rug, or whatever garment the Lapp chooses to have, so that he may be said to clothe as well as to feed his master. This animal lives upon nothing but moss, which grows under the snow and seems to have been put there on purpose for him. In winter, when it freezes so hard that you could not stand in the air a minute, the reindeer wanders about looking for moss. He has no stable or shelter of any kind, but he turns up the frozen snow and gets at the moss and is quite content. A horse or cow would die if turned out in such a frost. But this is the home of the reindeer. He does not die, for God has placed him there to be a comfort to the little Lapp.